favorite scary movie. Have you checked the children?
It's all for you!
We have such sights to show you.
I'm feeling a little slothy.
Ew.
Wow.
It's been a long day.
Ew.
It's been a long day.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Horrible People's Podcast. I am your host, Alex Webster. With me this week, James, kicking off Trash Month. Hello.
Hi. I am so excited and happy that Trash Month version 2.0 is happening.
It was your idea. Don't say this all sarcastically.
I know.
No, I'm saying I'm happy that it's being brought back. I'm very happy because
okay.
Now we all have to watch another 4 terrible movies.
I'm so excited. And also, of course, Phil Acevedo. Hello.
Hello. Hi. I'm doing great. Can't wait. We are officially in Trash Month. Part deux, This is the sequel to Electric Trashaloo.
Trash Month 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Trash Month, the trashiness strikes back.
Oh God.
That's a good one.
I can keep going.
No.
Anyway, it's Trash Month, baby. We're here, and holy shit, this movie is. Damn, what a way to kick off Trash Month.
Yeah.
Just say that.
Yeah. Let's see, what else could we do?
Let's see, damn dude,
Trash Story 2.
The Dark Trashy.
Top Gun, yeah. Trash,
yeah. Yeah.
Top Gun Trash Maverick.
Paddington Trash.
I mean, it's kind of pushing it, but
hey, you know what,
do I appreciate it or not? I like that.
Anyway, guys, we're doing Trash Month again. Per popular demand, you guys had a lot of fun last year, so did we. Notably, you guys are missing the dulcet tones of Anthony Fuentes' voice this week.
To be loved! Wow! What a wonderful feeling!
I was gonna come up with something, but yeah, sure.
Hashtag cupcake mode.
He's in cupcake mode, and we're just gonna let him have his moment. And we're...
Anthony Fuentes is disposed right now.
He's living.
Certified lover boy, Anthony Fuentes.
Oh my god. Certified lover boy. He's currently living the last 5 minutes of Lost in Translation right now with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson.
Yep.
Okay, we're not gonna.
We're not going to create a podcast about Anthony Fuentes' love life.
Yeah. We're just us running. Welcome to the roast of Anthony Fuentes. He's not here to defend himself.
That's... Speaking of Trash Month, it's Anthony Fuentes.
And that's, you know what, it's good that way. If we were to roast him, we need it so he can't defend himself.
Exactly.
So we're kicking off Trash Month with the 2023 campy ass horror flick Slaughterhouse.
Yes. Yeah. Slaughterhouse.
You know, Alex, when you sent me the text message of what movie we're covering, I thought you misspelled Slaughterhouse. And then I was gonna call you out on it.
You were gonna
I stopped and thought about it. I'm like, wait, it's Trash Month. Oh my god, is this movie about a fucking sloth? A serial killer.
It
sloth?
Is. It is.
Oh,
it couldn't be less about a sloth.
Yes.
It's like a human disguised as a sloth. It's. Oh man, where to begin?
Yes. Yeah, where to begin? How about we just begin with the synopsis? How about that?
Please, take it away.
Yes.
Per IMDb, Emily Young, a senior, wants to be elected as her sorority's president. She adopts a cute sloth, thinking it can become the new mascot and help her win, until a string of fatalities implicate the sloth to the main suspect in the murders.
Fatality. Like, why?
Oh my god.
Directed by Matthew Goodhue, Written by Bradley Fowler, story by Bradley Fowler and Katie Lanigan, produced by Katie Lanigan, Bradley Fowler, and Mark David, starring a host of people with horrible names that I have to announce. Okay. Lisa Ambalavanar, that's sure, one.
I think you got it.
Sydney Craven,
which is
Olivia.
Just...
Yeah, right. Sydney Craven, right?
Right. The joke writes itself.
it does. Olivia Rui.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that one. Bianca Beckles Rose, Tiff Stevenson, and Stefan Kapichich. Yeah.
Kapichich?
Yeah, that might be it. Hey, anyway.
Man, what you call me, dude? You're a Kapichich, dude.
You're a Beckles Rose, okay?
Nice.
Beckles.
Yeah. It was released on August 30th, 2023, and the running time is 93 minutes. And how this movie got any kind of budget, I don't know, but here
we are. There's no budget info. It had, like, apparently it was released in theaters. I don't believe that. Like, I feel like...
It was.
I mean, I know it was, but, like, it just seems hard to believe.
I remember seeing it, and I was like,
came out a few months ago. What? I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer.
2023.
Yeah, I saw the trailer, and I wanted to see it in theaters, and I was like, I don't know if I want to torture myself like that.
That's so fair.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm surprised that there is no budget info, because this actually looked pretty, like, expensive.
I mean,
yeah, it had a lot of production value.
Yeah, it definitely had a higher production value than I was expecting. But you know what they did have? A very obvious sloth puppet, which I did adore.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it was all right.
There's not a lot about this movie. Shocker, I know. So we're just going to have a fun little plot breakdown. We're going to talk about the release and reception. This is going to be a nice, chill, laid-back episode. Anthony's gone, so we get to do whatever we want. It's like, you know.
So why don't you just sit back, relax, because we're about to get... slothy.
Ew.
Wow.
Okay. Well, since you started talking, please kick us off with the plot, Phil.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck around, find
All
out.
Alright. Alright. The title for this, quote, "She's like a cute Chucky."
Good.
I try to do my preppy voice.
Good
then...
inclination. Yeah, good. Yeah.
That was good.
Alright. Here we go. The movie opens in Panama. We're... an innocent sloth crawls into her hearts. Abruptly, the sloth is yanked from a branch by an unknown creature into the river, sealing its fucking fate. I like that. It was we open up to like a CG crocodile just floating dead in the lake. Yeah. But then there's like these mysterious big deep scratch marks onto the croc's belly, indicating that something killed that gigantic fucking croc.
Oh yeah.
Only guess what it was. Except wait. The sloth crawls out of the river, victorious. This is not the sloth to be fucked with, ladies and gentlemen, and non-binary
not at
folk.
All.
Mm-hmm. A group of hunters go to corner the sloth, knocking it out with a trank dart. Little do they know, the evil just simply was just captured. But here is a little fun fact for the movie. There are two types of sloths, two-toed, and three-toed. Actually, there's three types. There's also James Brizuela. However, this can get confusing, as both types have three claws or toes to the uninitiated on their hind limbs. In reality, the two-toed sloth should really be called the two-fingered sloth, as the difference between both can be found on their front limbs.
Interesting.
I'm trying to do my David Attenborough Discovery here.
There are two types of sloths.
Yeah. The two-toed.
And the three-toed.
And then there's the James Brizuela.
Shut up.
Look at...
Anyways, back in what we can possibly assume to be America, we meet soon-to-be college grads Emma and Maddie, as indicated by their social media profiles. Oh my
God. That was so weird. That was...
God.
It was.
Every time there was a selfie taken, we never see the selfie. It's just a screenshot of them taking a selfie. Like, the angles don't even make sense. It's so bad.
It's not good. I like that it, like... as a way to be like, see, we're topical. These college students have social media. Like,
I know. What made it even funnier is they made it like stats, and then they put their dislikes at the bottom, and I was like, this is so bad.
Yeah. Like, also, like, who makes their social media profile like aspiring house president? Like, I would kill myself. Like,
I understand that the filmmakers had to pretty much make their own social media network, because I don't think they want to like get free publicity to or X or whatever. But like, dude, that was just bad. It was like a, it was like the FBI made a social media network. It's like, give me all your fucking info, dude. What are you aspired to be, man? Tell me everything. What's your height? What's your weight?
It's like they remade like the stats off of MySpace. And we're like, what if we turn that into a social media platform only in 2023?
And like I said, like, they want to know everything about you, like what's your height, weight, favorite sports team, where were you January 6th, what's your favorite color, stuff like that, you know? So it's like, I don't know, man, this is, whatever. I mean, but that, you know what, this is the least of our worries when it comes to the movie, is this social media platform.
It's true, it's nitpicky, like, that is the least of our worries.
Yeah, this is the least of it. This, if anything, this is probably the best part about the fucking movie. Anyways, but let's continue here. Oh my god, the two, where did I even leave off? Okay, as the two discuss the woes of senior year, we learn that Emma has big plans to be house president of her sorority, nonetheless. Maddie is a little hesitant about the idea and tells Emma that there's more to life than her social media. So make sure you're following the Horrible People's Podcast on Instagram, by the way.
Nice plug.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Always gotta be thinking of gotta get those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
Hook into my game.
You see, folks, social media, you know, although it can be really healthy and somewhat toxic sometimes, just be sure to follow the Horrible People's Podcast. That's all that matters.
And we will never lead you astray. Everything we say is gospel. It's 100% correct. It will always be 100% correct. We know what we're talking about.
True.
That was disclaimer. Satire. That
disclaimer. None of what they just said is true.
Yeah.
Oh god. So, when the girls part ways, a minor dog chase ensues, with Emma capturing a dog before it gets run over by kids on tricycles.
It seemed a lot more dramatic.
I know.
Than it was. Like, she was like watching this dog run into oncoming traffic, but it was just some kids on bikes.
Yep. In the chase, she runs into Oliver, which, by the way, Oliver's social media handle is O-Exotic. It's at O-Exotic.
It's not good. It makes me think it's a sex toy brand. Or no, trafficking animals.
Or both?
Or both.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Anyways, Mr. at O-Exotic, who asks if she needs a cuddly new friend. A sloth, perhaps?
This guy's peddling the sloth.
I know. So weird. So such a weird scene that I was watching here. It's immediately obvious that Oliver is an animal trafficker, right? So Emma rejects the offer, but does take his card in case she changes her mind. Fun fact, sloth can spend 90% of their lives just hanging upside down.
It's 95 if you're a James Brizuela.
Yeah, apparently.
You know what I think when I picture James Rosella, you know, just hanging out upside down. Every time I spend the night, because I've had one too many drinks at his house, I wake up in the middle of the night. And it's like in Batman 89 when Kim Basinger wakes up and finds Michael Keaton just hanging upside down.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That's what I woke up to every time I, you know, spend the night at James's house.
Yeah, so I'm Batman and you're not. That's fine.
I was gonna say, you just called him Batman in a weird turn.
Thank you, Phil. It is now on record. Thank you.
That was a rare, very ultra rare, by the way, compliment that I will give you there, sir.
That was what a compliment, dude.
You like hanging upside down. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Fucking got him, dude.
Got him, dude. Hell yeah.
Sleeping upside down. Hell yeah, dude.
Jake, it's your turn.
Okay, so back at the sorority house for Sigma Lambda Theta, abbreviated to SLTH, get it?
Oh, my God. I didn't get that.
Did you not notice that?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Wow. So as I was so I watched this twice. You're welcome. Yes. Sacrificing for the art. One, just to, like, watch it in one swoop and, like, experience the movie. And then the second one to, like, get all the plot points that I wanted to. Because also, there's no Wikipedia article about the plot of this movie. I was just like, fuck, I'm going to have to type this. Wow.
Yes.
Damn. You're yes. a super. Damn. No.
So
doing the most for Trash Month. I love it.
The dude, fucking most.
The most for the worst movies. Yes. Yeah. For the people. We are for the
people.
We are by the people, for the people.
For the people. Trash Month, baby.
Trash Month.
That's my platform. Vote for me when the next presidential election happens. Thank you very much.
Good God.
Trash Month. For the people, by the people. Anyway. So we are introduced to the body fodder for this movie, led by current House President and resident mean girl Brianna. Boo. Mm. She treats her candidacy as a shoo-in and everyone around her like garbage. As Rush Week fast approaches, Emma needs to come up with a plan to win the race. Scrolling whatever this universe's version of Instagram is, Emma sees Brianna posing with a tiger with a witty pun as a caption encouraging her sorority to vote for her. Emma texts Oliver and sets up a time to buy the sloth. Or some sort of cuddly friend
that
he told her he would show her, which I took as his penis, but whatever.
I also did. I was just like, what are you, what?
Yeah, some random guy. He's like, hey, you want to hang out with my cuddly friend?
You want to hang out with my cuddly friend? It's my dick.
Yeah. Which is 90% of the internet.
Oh, for anyway. Sure. Oh, God, there was something I was going to say, but then, you know, cock talk.
Talk talk happens.
That's a joke from Turning Tables. Make sure you're listening to that also.
And please go follow us. We need it.
Oh man, I forget what it was.
It'll come back to you.
The sorority. I love that there's either 20 people or 5 people in the sorority. Like the casting is very weird. And like it's just like, I'm like, how many people live in that huge fucking house?
I know. Yeah. At one point there's like 30 of them, and then at another point there's 2 or 3.
Right. Yeah. But like in like we'll get to it later, but like the big voting scene at the end, I was just like, why are there only 20 of them? But at this point most of them are dead. So I guess I can't get too mad at it, but Jesus That's very Christ. True.
So, meanwhile, Oliver harasses the sloth, who has just awoken in captivity, while reviewing his various black market animal trafficking spoils. When he goes to drug the sloth, she attacks and kills him.
So Womp. Funny.
Also, Emma comes...
Just like, don't be an asshole to animals, even if you are an animal trafficker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because then they'll kill you. I mean, they might kill you anyway, but, you know, at least you can feel kind of good about yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get into this later, but the fact that this sloth had anxiety medication,
I know,
it just absolutely floored me. I was laughing so hard.
She just anyway. Like me, for real, for real.
So Emma comes to Oliver's house the next day and finds it in disarray. Picking up the sloth's medication and the sloth, she decides to take the animal without sparing Oliver a second thought. When she returns to the house, Brianna demands to know what she's carrying around, and the sloth is revealed. Much to the delight of the other sorority sisters, Emma announces her candidacy and makes the sloth the official mascot of Sigma Lambda Theta House Sloth. What up?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I love how immediately everyone is just like, doesn't question where the sloth came from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or just like, it's just like, oh, it's a sloth. Can we keep it? Right. Like, this is the one moment where Brianna, like, even though she's being a bitch, like, it's kind of making sense. She's just like, is anyone else gonna, like, talk about this? Or.
Yeah. I mean, really I get it. Like, if it's like a cute little puppy or even a cat or fuck, dude, maybe even like a gerbil or something. But a sloth, I mean, that's a. Yeah, I guess it is a little.
It's a
little exotic.
That is. Good God. Thank you.
Nice. Is it? Yeah, nice. So, as Rush Week and the election events go into full swing, Emma gains popularity with the help of the sloth, who has lovingly been named Alpha.
Of course.
Yes, because they couldn't be any more clever. So, all the while, her relationship with her best friend Maddie gets strained as Maddie immediately identifies Oliver as an animal trafficker and insists they return Alpha to a sanctuary, but Emma brushes her off.
And Alpha takes a fucking swipe out of Maddie, too.
She does, yeah, right in the beginning. So that night, Alpha, the sloth with 3 fingers, Googles Emma and sees a photo she snapped with Oliver and becomes enraged. Alpha begins to slowly take out various sorority sisters who wrong her. All of these disappearances are quickly explained away, though, leading us to believe that Alpha has been posing their deaths as disappearances and relocations. Yes.
When the sloth when the sloth starts operating a computer, that's the moment when I realized exactly what kind of movie this was going to be.
Oh yeah.
Same.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, yeah, I was like, all right, hold on.
He even shut the laptop all yeah. angrily. Like,
she knows like how to slam a laptop, like.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, all right, hold on. She's getting on the chair. Oh, she clicked the mouse. Okay, great. Yeah. I know what I'm in for.
Exactly.
I know what is about to happen.
I will say this, though. When she kills her first sorority sister, she's like paralyzed or something because she took some kind of drug.
No. Alpha drugs her.
Alpha drugs her.
With her own anti-anxiety medication.
Yes. So Alpha climbs on top of her. And then she's like, no! And then Alpha raises up her claws and slowly starts, like, stabbing her. And then finally starts, like, picking up the speed a little bit on the stabbing. Yeah. But at first it was, like, so slow. I was like, oh, could it? Because she's a sloth. So she's slowly stabbing her.
Yeah. Jesus.
Fun fact, sloths have extra vertebrae at the base of their neck, allowing them to turn their head on a 260-degree axis. There you go, people. There is your Snapple fact of the day.
All of these sloth facts I thought would be amusing. So we're all going to read some sloth facts.
That's fine.
I can't wait for the next one.
Yes. So the election arrives after various hijinks. For me, the most notable one is the sloth catching a dodgeball.
Yes. Yes. That was great.
Yeah. I think that's the notable one for me in terms of the various hijinks.
Yep.
But the election arrives, and Alpha stages a car accident that puts Maddie in the hospital after she tries to forcibly take the homicidal Bratipus to a shelter. For those of you who don't know, Bratipus is the family subsection name of sloths. I got tired of saying sloth, so I was like, how can I spice this?
We're the Brady Puss. The Brady Puss.
This is a story. Anyway, Emma sees the error of her ways, realizing that Alpha should in fact return to the wild instead of suntanning and drinking Cokes by the pool. Again, all canonically happens. They put this sloth in a bikini.
Yep.
Yep, mm-hmm. And then it slammed a beer.
And it slammed a beer. Yep.
Cracking a cold one with the girls.
And just hashtag just girly things.
Yep.
So Maddie and Emma reconcile while Maddie is in the hospital and urges Emma to go back to the sloth house for the house president vote. Making it just in the nick of time, Emma is crowned victorious, much to the dismay of Brianna. Simultaneously, Alpha gets her license and drives to the hospital just to kill Maddie and return. Things quickly go very wrong, however, as Alpha has had enough of the sorority life and starts killing indiscriminately. While this is happening, Emma's boyfriend Tyler shows up and helps get the injured girls out of the house. Maddie also shows up. Inexplicably surviving the encounter at the hospital and shoots the sloth that's been run through by a sword, but this thing still gets away. This is the unkillable sloth.
You gotta double tap the sloth, man. You gotta double tap it. You weren't double tapping it.
You gotta do that. Because this is
you
also
gotta double tap.
You gotta double tap the sloth. You all because this is also a zombie movie. I forgot. After a variety of creative deaths and dramatic monologues, including a sword fight, Emma has a final confrontation with Alpha after getting stabbed by the house president Tiara in the head and getting double tapped in the chest. Alpha
finally.
Alpha lovingly looks at a random photo of Panama on the wall and finally dies.
Damn.
Poor one out for a real one.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god.
Time skipping 1 year, we return to the survivors of the Slother House massacre as a new class rushes the sorority. Brianna has changed her attitude and finally gives a heartfelt thanks to Emma for saving her life and immediately running away the second she was out of danger. While the other survivors run an organization promoting the protection of animals and advocating for them to remain in their natural habitats. And roll credits. Just kidding. We get another scene in Panama where a teen starts snapping photos with another three-toed sloth. Slother House 2 incoming.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Electric Slotherloo, I should say.
There you go.
Maybe. Fun fact. Although sloths have long claws that make walking on land difficult, they can move up to 3 times faster when they swim. Surprising for such a typically slow-moving animal, and they can also hold their breaths for an impressive 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's right, nice. Folks. Deep Blue Sloth, coming to Hulu this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, dude.
Followed by Avatar, The Way of Slother.
Oh god, yeah. I can't even imagine what kind of shitty pun, which they do say out loud.
Yeah,
Tyler, the dumb fuck, is just like, but it's a slother house. And
it's a slother house.
Everyone, thank God, is just like, okay, that's, listen, we have to draw a line somewhere. Although,
exactly.
Right after that moment, we do get a very funny, I love you, I know exchange, which make me chuckle.
That and then the dying diatribe of Miss Mayflower killed me. And she's like, shut up, I have a thing here.
She's like, no, you're going to live. And she's like, no, let me die.
Let me say a bunch of stuff before I kill over.
You know, speaking of like movie references, did you guys catch the Halloween reference where like the sloth ghost launches out of a window, lands on the grass?
Yes. I did notice that.
Comes back to the window, the sloth is gone, he's no longer there. That was straight up like a Michael Myers thing to
do. Someone mentioned that on Letterboxd too. Like, oh, nice. I don't think it made it into the cut, but it was someone basically said, I cannot believe this movie references Halloween so directly or something. Yep.
It still has a lot of references, and I'm like, this is great. This is great.
It definitely borrows quite a bit.
Yeah. So, but it's a slaughterhouse.
God.
Oh, God.
The concept for Slaughterhouse originated when the film's co-writer, Bradley Fowler, tried to come up with, quote, the dumbest idea he could think of. Well, sir, you accomplished that feat. Katie Lanigan describes the concept as, quote, like Mean Girls meets Happy Death Day with a touch of Gremlins, end quote. Oh, yeah, okay.
I can see that.
Definitely. Lanigan stated that the film was inspired by classic horror films and their use of practical effects.
And it shows.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
On Rotten Tomatoes, Slaughterhouse has a 56% approval rating with an average rating of 5.6 out of 10, which is very surprising. Stuart Heritage from The Guardian described it as a quote, end quote, masterpiece, praising its humor as, quote, tremendously funny, end quote, and stating that it surpasses all expectations. Sure.
Yeah, because the bar side, was in hell.
Yeah, right? Exactly. On the other side, Sam Hasem from Mashable said that the film had, quote, irritating dialogue and one-dimensional character.
Okay, listen. Yeah. Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah, for real.
That's very true.
So, Letterboxd also has some thoughts.
Oh, God.
Slaughterhouse has a 2.3 out of 5 average rating out of almost 14,000 reviews.
Honestly, higher than I expected.
Wow. Yeah.
Christopher Connell with 2 stars kicks us off with, quote, no way the sloth can drive stick, end quote. That is a good one.
Out of all the things that no way the sloth can, that was it.
Honestly, look, the sloth driving, and also I like that the sloth speeds, gets pulled over at the hospital. Yep. However, the police person doesn't run the plates, and it doesn't come back to what's-her-face. Like, oh, she's just God. Like, oh, I guess the car's gone. Also, there was no one driving it. I guess it just drove itself. Time to go home. Oh, would you look at that? It is 8:30. I am off my shift. This is not my problem. And
like, right?
Of all the things that the sloth can also do is like apparently manage a social media account. What was his name? What was his handle?
Killer Sloth.
Killer Sloth. It was Killer Sloth. They, again, they're just
the selfies
they're just being
that
the
she was taking.
Yeah, and it said killer sloth and last selfie. Hashtag last selfie. Oh my god.
It's those little details that really did make me chuckle.
Some of the description on the post, it was pretty funny, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was really bad. And this film was very self-aware, and that's what I appreciated about it.
Oh yeah, agreed.
So, back to Letterboxd. 3.5 stars from the Dave the Dot says, quote, that sloth is one bad bitch, end quote. Sure. Justin La Liberty. Justin La Liberty says, quote, truly hit with an onslaught of emotions while watching this, end quote. 2.5 stars. We don't know what those emotions are, but hey, all right.
No. Reread that. It's not onslaught.
Oh, onslaught.
Yeah.
Ha. 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 Nice.
That's funny.
Dr. Acula, nice, with 2.5 stars says, a star for doing something that's never been done, just don't do it again, end quote. And finally, Ricky Bobby with 2 stars, moral of the story, don't leave your drink unattended around a sloth, end quote. That is very good advice.
Just never do it. This is like, I kept confusing sloths with koala bears, because I was like, don't sloths have chlamydia? And I was like, oh wait, no, those are koala bears.
No, but sloths do have like a wealth of disease on their back too, on their backs. Yeah, like they have like a lot of them have skin. You're not supposed to touch them.
Oh god, this is making me cringe.
You're not supposed to touch them, and like at all. You're like, I saw a video of these guys like rescuing one from a road in the jungle, and people were like, yeah, you're not supposed to touch them because they're like just
gross,
covered with diseases.
Little germ factories.
Yeah, holy basically shit.
Like toddlers in that regard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Or me.
Yeah, or like you,
pretty much you.
Yeah. Damn. Well, that was maybe the fastest run through on a script ever, which is totally cool. Love that for us. I knew it was going to be short because there's not fucking anything about this goddamn movie.
Trash Month, baby! Woo-woo!
That's the one thing I do also like about Trash Month is that usually our episodes do go pretty short.
They do.
But without any further ado, let's discuss. What are your thoughts on Slaughterhouse, guys?
Man, dude, I have to say this was a great movie that touches on mental illness.
Sure.
And you know, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, if you look at these characters, you know, clout chasing is a mental illness.
Are we really making clout chasing an entry in the DSM-5?
I have no idea what you just said, but yeah,
exactly, because it's not a mental illness. It's just dumb.
Oh man. I mean, figuratively, it's a mental illness. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist.
Well, for those of you who don't know, and Phil, the DSM-5 is the diagnostics manual that psychiatrists use to tell, like, it opens up to, like, depression, and it has all the criteria someone has to meet to be diagnosed with depression.
Mm-hmm. Or like, look, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about in this subject, but... But if you're constantly checking and you're worried about followers and you're worried about like how a photo or a video is performing and you're constantly checking on your phone all the freaking time, like I think and it's causing some kind of depression. I think it's up there.
Sure.
But that's not even my point. I'm just saying these characters are like so bad. but I think they were really super one dimensional. But this movie in general. Holy fuck, I would be lying to you if I said I did not have a good time.
Yes!
I could not agree more.
Absolutely, I'm glad we're all in agreement.
It was absolute trash, but it was absolutely entertaining. It was 100%. So unbelievably, it was fantastically stupid. And like, this is what we can kind of expect from Trash Bus.
Yes, exactly. Like, I know it's only an hour and a half long, and I think it was like... Right, like perfectly well timed. Like I think it's like 1.5. Anything beyond, unlike fucking what was it? Thanksgiving 3. That was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh god, dude. I was like,
that is an actual shitty movie from start to finish, and there's nothing redeeming about it. This one is entertaining, and even with a lot of the Trash Month picks, they actually have like a plot that they follow.
Yes.
Honestly, I was pleasantly surprised when we got to like what felt like the climax of the movie. Like halfway in, because like the vote happens like 45 minutes into the movie. So like it's most of the back half of the movie is just like these really fun, really creative kills.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought for a second that they were gonna like totally throw us off, because in the beginning it felt like there was hardly any sloth, and I'm like, please tell me that we get to see the sloth soon, because I'm seeing too much human interaction. And then I was like, don't tell me they're going to do something terrible, like barely give us like sloth killing action until like the third act of the movie. No, I was nice. I was glad to be wrong. And like they throw in the sloth killing stuff, you know, at a right time of the movie. So
totally. Yeah. Like it's kind of peppered in the beginning. And then by the time you get to like the third act, it's just like it's a bloodbath.
Yes. Yes.
It's a slaughter house.
It's a slaughter house. Yes. This movie was totally cool. I had a good time. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. But
yeah. I mean, again, that's most Trash Month picks. Yeah,
exactly.
Honestly, if I'm like hammered with friends and like we need something, mostly for background noise, but with the occasional like, look at that. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? I would put this movie on.
Yeah, it's got the same kind of charm that the first Thanksgiving does, where it's a perfectly stupid but entertaining movie.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, throw it on. It's really dumb.
This has, like, the writing of Thanksgiving, but also the production value of Zombievers.
Yes.
Right, right.
That's great. That's basically it.
Yep.
For those who don't know, go listen to those two episodes from last year's Trash Month. But yeah, very much Zombievers just had like a weirdly cinematic look to it. This one also.
That's what I'm saying. The production value in this is like pretty really good. Fucking yeah. And then
I don't know how
some of the cinematography was actually not bad either, dude.
This is well lit. Yeah, again, I'm like, I don't know how they got such a big budget for such a stupid movie.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Listen, everyone has a passion project. This is a movie that, like, I feel like if I had, like, millions and millions and millions of dollars, I would be like, I want to see that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, make your silly movie.
I mean, somebody approached Bradley Fowler and said, come up with the dumbest idea, and he's like, I got you.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, basically.
That's funny.
Any other thoughts, James?
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was stupid. It was everything that I had hoped it was gonna be. the sloth itself was ridiculously like the when they did the CGI facial reactions. It was fantastic.
Oh my god, it was like a Barbie who's just like immediately like you draw on angry eyebrows.
Exactly. That was fantastic. Like. The cooing and the fact that it was an actual puppet or whatever it was great. The kills were ridiculous. Yeah, it was a puppet. It was absolutely stupid. So I'm glad we watched this one because it was stupid, but it was also fun.
Yeah. With my thoughts, pretty much everything you guys have said, it was honestly so delightful to watch. I was so pleasantly surprised. Like I found myself eye rolling, but also laughing.
Same.
Like, it's like, okay, this is dumb, but it is like, it's like so dumb. It's funny. And I feel like a lot of the Letterboxd reviews were just like, this wasn't stupid funny. This one was just stupid. And I was like, you're wrong.
Yeah. It was very stupid funny.
It was very stupid funny in the way that also I feel like a lot of like a way that like Not Another Teen Movie and Scary Movie is funny. Like,
oh, for sure.
It's like very self-aware in a way that I think makes it like, it just makes it hit.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of absolutely over the top jokes that are just making note of the fact that they're being over the top.
Totally. And
I love that. I love that for this movie.
Yeah. I love that for this movie specifically.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. So, fun question. What other unconventional creature would you like to see terrorize a sorority house? Creative titles are also welcome if they come to you.
I don't have a creative title, but I already thought of an animal.
Okay.
It's got to be an armadillo. It's got to be an armadillo, and it's got to spin like Sonic and just wreck people.
Okay. I fucked with that. Although Sonic, you know, is a hedgehog, so maybe a hedgehog might be more appropriate.
Yeah, but I mean, an armadillo is also very slow and not something you think would be killing a bunch of sorority people.
Dude, so, there's like a breed of armadillo that's poisonous.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah.
Like I think it's like the yellow bandit. I don't remember. But like it's there's like three different breeds in America of armadillos, and one of them is like poisonous.
Jeez.
So don't go licking armadillos.
Yeah.
Just stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Don't go licking. Don't go licking armadillos.
Oh my god, dude. That's good. I'm gonna go with a chinchilla.
Okay. Nice.
Okay, that's a good one.
A chinchilla, only because like the sorority girls are all about like
cute and cuddly,
little, like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cute and cuddly, and then like they find a chinchilla like out like outside of a lab, mm-hmm. and then it's like, oh my god, look at how cute it is. Little did they know, it's fucking like radioactive, and it spits out like fucking acid.
What would be the be the title? You got a title for it?
Chinchilla.
Nice. Nice. Oh my god.
I am impressed with how I quickly pulled that out of my ass.
I was going to say, I'm you came up with that with a fucking swiftness.
Chinchilla.
Trademark. If anyone steals that, I'm going to sue you.
Holy shit. Look, listen, Bradley Fowler, you just heard $1 million idea. So we'll help you write it. Wow. Chinchilla.
Dude, I got to admit, I'm pretty fucking impressed.
Horrible People's Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's funny. I write the questions. I don't think about them.
Yeah, I do that all the time too. Shit happens to me a lot.
I would love to see the Flatwoods Monster.
Terror. What exactly is that?
It's a cryptid. They're short, like, and
can
they
I look that up?
Yes, absolutely.
What is it again?
The Flatwoods Monster.
Flatwoods Monster. What in the hell is that?
What even is this? Is this a mythical creature?
It's a cryptid. It's not real.
It looks like a giant.
Dude, we're over here talking about chinchillas, dude.
I know. It just look at her. She's iconic. She's serving that? Cunt, as the kids would say.
Oh god.
That is a creepy looking
thing. Okay.
It's a killer Christmas ornament.
Sure.
I guess so.
You know, that's the name. Attack is a killer Christmas ornament. Done.
There you go. Done.
Done. Boom.
Done.
That is your other $1 million idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Run us a check.
I have never even, there's a,
I've never heard of this one either.
Of a Flatwoods Monster.
Listen, there's a, like, I am a dork when it comes on about many things. You guys don't have to interject there. But when it comes to cryptids, I know too much.
Would you say that like Cthulhu is something like that, or no?
Cthulhu has kind of like surpassed cryptidhood in a way, because Cthulhu is like a well categorized and written about creature. Like, he's like, Cthulhu's more of a mythology than a cryptid.
Gotcha.
But I do love Cthulhu. Go listen to our underwater episode for more on that.
Yeah, fuck that movie, dude.
Oh my gosh. So Danny actually replied to something I posted on Instagram, and it was about sharks, and it made me laugh because I love that he saw it and immediately was like, did you send this to Phil? Because
he doesn't know either.
No, or he does
text
know.
Message.
No. Yeah, he was like, did you text this to Phil? Like, he knows you're not on Instagram. But it was basically, like, woman shouts, I still love sharks, as she's pulled from the sea after being bitten by one.
Nice.
And I was like, she just like me.
Jesus Christ, that's terrible.
Yep.
That is disgusting, and she deserves to get bitten again.
Okay. Okay. let's see. Next up. What was your guys' kill of the film, if you have one?
Ooh, let's see.
I gotta go with the loofah.
Okay, loofah's good.
Yeah, because it was absolutely stupid. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, he's going to kill her with the loofah, and then they don't show it all the way, and then when Brianna goes in the bathroom, we see it finally.
See a loofah stuffed in this boy's mouth.
Yeah, and I was just laughing. I was like, yeah, all right, here we go.
There was a, for me, I can't think of anything specific, but, like, during the montage of all the sisters getting killed one by one, One of them is left with a fucking Joker smile.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Did this slot just watch The Dark Knight or something?
It was a sister bonding evening. For me, it was during the sleepover where the sloth somehow transports a full grown woman to outside the sorority sleeping house, bag.
Yes.
Zips up her sleeping bag and pushes her off the ledge of something. Yep. How did she get there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sloth accomplice and a slothless, if you will.
Nice.
But no, I have no idea how that happened. But that I think is definitely my kill of the film.
Nice.
It was cool. That, and also to add to the once we figured out what kind of movie this was going to be, when the sloth arrives at Maddie's room, and I was like, okay, so she unhooked the oxygen. I was like, all right, I'm with you. I'm here. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, the sloth is going to try to smother her with the pillow.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, this is happening. It's like,
she is that dramatic bitch.
Yes.
It was so good. And like, she's like just on top and just moving around very slowly and the struggle. I was like, yeah, so that's got to be one of my favorites too.
Yeah. Yep. I love how like it also relies on a lot of silly like horror movie tropes where like everyone also is just watching this little tiny sloth just like move really really slow and then really really fast and they're just like running away looking over their shoulder like, oh my god. Anyway, great.
The sword fight when she did the splits.
What the fuck? I was laughing so hard. That whole character of like that girl who like rushed on a dare.
Zenny?
Yes. Well, like it was, I really liked her character, but then later it was like very obvious, like they kind of made her into this like predatory lesbian, which was weird. But I was like, I really liked her up until that point, until she was just like, I get to watch people shower. And I'm just like, don't make it weird. Don't be weird about it.
That's weird.
Like, but other than that, she was my favorite character in the whole damn thing.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
Because she reminded me of me when I was in a sorority.
When you were a predatory lesbian? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were going to say. No, I was like, Webster, hang on, dude.
Jesus Christ.
No. When you were a predatory lesbian.
Oh, my God.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
When I was in a sorority, you fucking weirdo.
I didn't know you were in a sorority. I'm sorry.
When you were a predatory lesbian.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god. Dude.
This is the kind of quality that we get from Trash Month.
Yes.
This is the quality content that happens when Fwen leaves. Yes. Oh my god.
You see what Trash Month and No Fwen does to us? We have a good time.
There are tears in my eyes. Oh my god. I wish that we had been filming in person and recording that on video so I could just...
Oh, man. That would have been hilarious.
Oh, man, fuck. Anyway. Oh, no, Phil. I was in a sorority in college.
First of all, I didn't mean any offense with the predatory lesbian thing. Second, I didn't know you were in a sorority. I think that's really cool.
It was fun.
I also did not know that.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah. What was your guys' names?
Gamma Rho Lambda.
What?
Gamma Rho Lambda?
Gamma.
Uh-huh.
Rho.
Rho.
Lambda.
Oh, okay.
Lambda, yeah. It sounds like something Godzilla would fight, but okay.
It stands for GRL. It was the LGBT sorority.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got
so it. We were all predatory lesbians in a way.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Well, that's a slaughterhouse.
Oh, my God, dude. Talk about a lot of three-finger action, I'm sure, was going on a lot in that sorority, wasn't there?
That might have been your worst joke yet, Phil. And there have been some good winners.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, dude. Trash Month will bring out the trashiness out of me. So
yeah, I like how you ran up top with just, like, the least trashiest member of the our current company. And how quickly you devolved into making one of the dumbest, raunchiest jokes ever.
Hashtag irony.
Hashtag last selfie.
Yeah, oh
Isn't it ironic? Oh. Don't you think?
I don't know where that's from.
What?
But okay. Is it an ironic?
It's a song. It's an Alanis Morissette song. Anyway, neither here nor there.
Yes.
Guys, how do you think this will compare with our other Trash Month picks?
Oh, man.
Because we got some real winners lined up.
I'm kind of upset that we watched this one first, and then we're gonna do next, because I feel like the last two are not gonna be good at all. And I'm upset. I wish we would have done like one entertaining one, one shitty one, and like we're doing the best in the beginning. And
I think so. Yeah.
It's all gonna go downhill.
And you know what? Man. I would say it's not too late to switch it, but I refuse to have one of the last two picks be our 250th episode.
I agree with that.
I got you. So yeah. We're blowing our load early. It seems like.
Yes. You would know all about that, wouldn't you, Phil?
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
You called me a predatory lesbian earlier. I got it.
I guess so. That's good. Man. I don't know. Yeah, I was same with James. I was kind of hoping this would be our last one or second to last one. I don't know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of the Trash Month picks, and I had a good time with this one. This one was
really
cool.
Me too. It was. It's a good one. Because we're not telling the titles yet, but like I feel like for all the other episodes, we usually have like a question that's like, how, like, rank the movies that we've seen so far. So like next week, we're probably gonna have to choose between like rank Slaughterhouse and our next week's, and so on and so forth through the rest of the month. And I think it might go in order 1 to 4.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. I think 3 and 4 are gonna swap. I think number 3 is gonna be 4.
Okay.
I do. I don't know. Fucking terrible.
The fourth movie. I know we're being vague. Sorry, guys. I think the fourth movie is. It looks like it was filmed on like a point and shoot. Like it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
I don't even know where we're gonna watch it. But
great.
Stay tuned for that. Finally, guys, let's wrap this up. The fastest episode, I think, in Horrible People's podcast history. Wow. Oh, no, okay. Not almost, but not quite. Rate this film out of 5 sloths with computer literacy.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give it 2.5 out of 5 because it was terrible, but it was also entertaining. So,
okay.
It gets that. Yeah.
Fair enough.
What'd you say, 2.25?
No, 2.5 out of 5.
2.5?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2.25. So 2.25 out of 5. This was also, like, it was terrible. But, I would be lying if I said that I did not have a good time. This was a fun watch.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enjoyable, for sure. I'm going to go with James here. This is a 2.5 out of 5 for me. It was very enjoyable. Again, I also I don't think I'm going to watch it, like, seriously ever again, but it was.
Can you even watch it seriously at all?
To begin with, no. You can't. You're so right.
I gotta go with Dr. Acula on this. A star for doing something that's never been done. Just don't do it again.
Yeah.
Just don't do it again.
Shout out to Letterboxd users, Dr. Acula. Yep.
Hit the nail on the head with that one.
Totally. Yeah. Yep. When I read that, I was like, yeah, that's perfect. I think that's it. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for Slaughterhouse 2023. Holy moly, this was a delight. Next week, Trash Month is continuing on strong with a controversial addition to Trash Month.
It is.
I don't think it should be a Trash Month pick, but it will be enjoyable nonetheless. It's also, drum roll please, it is our 250th episode next week. Holy shit. We thought it was going to happen in March, but it's not. So you're just going to, 250 is just going to happen during Trash Month, and it'll be a delight. Anthony Fuentes will be back with us next week, hopefully. I don't see why he shouldn't.
To be loved!
He'll be back next week, I think. And then, let's see, if you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest of all of our podcasting shenanigans, you can find us on Instagram. We are on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. You can also check out the network that we're on. It's our network. It's called the Horrible People's Network. James has another podcast on it with me called Turning Tables. It is also wonderful. And Phil's just there. I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. We love you, Phil. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else. You can find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. You can find Phil on YouTube currently at Phil Acevedo. I'm liking all the videos you're putting out right now, by the way, dude.
Oh, are you? Oh, you've seen? Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
thanks. I appreciate that.
Of course. And James, what do you have going on? You have a bunch of shit happening right now.
The whole lot of life is happening. Well, you can also find me on the Horrible People's Network as a co-host of the NPC Gaming Podcast with Anthony Fuentes and Alex Cordova. You can follow us on Instagram at npc.gaming.pod. We talk about gaming news. We talk a lot of shit on Microsoft, and we predict things that keep happening. So go give us a like. We are prophets of the gaming world. If you're a gamer and you like hearing a bunch of almost 40-year-old guys talk about gaming, there you go. And also, I have now launched my own solo podcast. Called the Retired Mosher Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. You can also follow me on Twitter if that's your thing at Retired Mosh Pod, because I can't fit that entire thing on Twitter. I'm not as active on Twitter on that, but I'm trying to be, I guess. It's a thing.
Yeah, technically Turning Tables has a Twitter, but like I stopped using Twitter shortly after I made it altogether, so that was my mistake.
Unfortunately, I have to be on Twitter now because of my job and work. So I'm going to try to be active on that, but go give me a follow on Instagram and on Twitter if that's your thing. My first episode is out already. It's heavy. It's very personal, but I got a lot of great feedback on it. So please go give that a listen. And by the time this episode drops out, I will have episode 2 out as well. It's recorded. I just haven't had the time to edit it because I'm an adult and I have a lot of life happening right now.
Yeah, we do all of this in our spare time for free. Like we all have day jobs.
Exactly. And sometimes being tired and then also having to record. Let's see, this is going to be my third podcast of the week, or it's going to be one of three. Welcome, so I'm busy, but anyway.
Welcome to my life, dude.
Yeah. So, but I assure you, by the time this episode comes out, episode 2 of my podcast will be out. So go give that a listen. It's on Apple Podcasts and it's on Spotify. And I'm probably going to start throwing it on other ones, I guess, because that's a thing too. But anyway, I'm there. Please go find me. Please go give it a listen.
I said it on Turning Tables, but this is coming out before Turning Tables. I really fucking love the episode, dude. It was very genuine and really just like interesting to listen to. And you fucking killed it. So definitely check it out. He's doing like some great shit over there.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that was like 5 minutes of plugs, but that's okay. Because like I said, we do this for free in our spare time, so we can do what we want. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Also, make sure you're following the podcast and make sure you're subscribed and leave us a 5-star review if you feel so inclined. It does help other people find the podcast. I can't believe we're going over 5 years into this shit now. Yeah. This will be our 6th year doing crazy. It. Yeah. but yeah, you guys are the fucking best. Thank you so much for listening. And if your sorority sister brings home a sloth, maybe just bring it back to a shelter.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye. And also, don't leave your drinks around.
Do not, PSA, do not leave your drinks unattended near sloths.
Or frat guys.
Don't
take selfies with sloths.
Or especially predatory lesbians.
God damn it. Bye.